This week's parsha is framed by Yaakov's meeting with Malachim. We all know that the parsha begins, Yaakov is on his way out from Eretz Yisrael, and he sees a vision of the Malachim going up and down the ladder, and this inspires him. He knows that Hashem is watching over him through the Malachim, and he ventures out into the challenges of Chutz La'aretz. At the end of the parsha, when Yaakov returns after having faced and dealt well with all the different challenges, it says, Yaakov halach lidarko vayivgu'u vo malachei Elohim. Vayomer Yaakov kasher ha'am machane Elohim zeh vayikra shem ha'makom ahu machanayim. Just like Yaakov named Bet El, Beit Elohim, the place where he saw the malachim in the beginning of the parsha, he names Machanayim the place where he encounters malachim in the end of the parsha. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch points to the difference in how the description of Yaakov's encounter with malachim is portrayed. In the beginning of the parsha, Yaakov envisions, sees malachim. In the end of the parsha, it says, they encounter him. More exactly, in the beginning of the parsha, it says, Vayivga b'makom. Yaakov encountered the place where the malachim were. In the end of the parsha, it says, Vayivgu vo malachei Elohim. The same lashon of Vayivga, but now, not Yaakov encountering the malachim, but the malachim encountering him. Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says, that this change is due to Yaakov's growth in the course of the parsha. Yaakov, when he leaves Eretz Yisrael, is just beginning to build his future, to build his family, to face challenges and to succeed. Once Yaakov succeeds in facing these challenges, he becomes an impressive person for whom the Malachim meeting was an event in and of itself. I'd like to point specifically to one idea in the parsha that maybe can account for this development in Yaakov and the Malachim being impressed with him and it being noteworthy for them to meet him. Yaakov, when he speaks to Lavan and talks about, justifies himself as having been righteous as opposed to Lavan, he says in Pasuk Mem Bet, Lulei Elohei Avi Elohei Avraham Ufachad Yitzchak Hayali, Ki Ata Reikam Shlachtani. Had it not been for the God of my fathers, you would have sent me away with nothing. Et Onyi Vet Yegia Kapai Ra'a Elohim Bayochah Hamish. My suffering and my efforts, God saw and proved it last night by coming to you and telling you to stay away from me. The pasuk begins by Yaakov talking about the Schus Avos, Elokei Avi Elokei Avraham Ufachad Yitzchak. But it ends with him talking about God's way of relating to him, noticing his suffering, his pain on Yi, but also at Yegia Kapai. God took notice of Yaakov's efforts. The Medrash tells us, in the Medrash Rabbah, Yegia Kapai, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Chaviva hi hamalocha hamilocha mizchut avot. A person's efforts, a person's working, is more precious than the merit he has from his ancestors. Because the beginning of the pasuk only saves his money. The end of the pasuk, based on his efforts, is what saves his life. A person can have all the merits in the world, but ultimately they have to roll up their sleeves and take responsibility for building their own lives, building their own families. And I think we see this in another medrash, the Medrash Tanchuma, building off this pasuk, Vesyegia kapai, plural, Ra'a Elokim Bayochah Hamesh. It also points to a pasuk in Iov, where the Satan speaks about God's blessings to Iov, and he says, Maaseh yadav beirachta. The efforts of his plural hands, you've blessed. The Medrash writes, we see from here that a person shouldn't say, I'll eat, I'll drink, I'll enjoy, I don't have to take efforts, God will help me. But no, it says, Maaseh yadav barachta. Tzarich le'adam la'amol v'la'asok b'shtei yadav. A person has to toil and do with both hands. God sends His blessings. The Malachim are impressed with us when we do the Ishtadlut, and not just a token Ishtadlut, but with both hands. And when we talk about this effort and the responsibility to work, I want to conclude by talking about the words of the Rambam in Hilchot Zchirut in relation to another pasuk, this time Yaakov speaking to his wives. When he talks about God's vindication of him, he says, Ve'atene yadaten, you know, ki b'chol kolchi avadati atavi. With all of my power, with all of my strength, I worked for your father. Rambam writes, Hilchot Zchirut, Perek Gimel, just like a balabais is responsible to pay fully the wages of his workers, so too, the ani, who works for the balabait, is responsible to put in a full day's work. Shelo yigzol melechet balabait, v'yivatel ma'at pekan, u'ma'at pekan, u'moti kol ayom b'mirma. He shouldn't be mevatel here a little, there a little, and in the end, the whole day is one of trickery, where he's being paid and he's not putting in his effort. El chayev ledaknik al atzmo bizman sharei ikpidu al bracha reviyat, they patterned workers from saying the fourth bracha of benching so they could go back to work. V'chim. Chayev la'avod b'chol kochom. Not just to work all the time, but with all of one's strength. Sharei Yaakov ha-tzadik omar, ki b'chol kochi avadit z'avichem. With all of my efforts. And it's interesting that the Rambam calls Yaakov a tzaddik here in this context of putting in his full effort. Fikach natal schar zot af bol mazeh. And that's why Yaakov got that schar, the reward, in this world as well. When we talk about the work we do for other people, when we talk about the work we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of what we're expected to do, a big part of our hishtadlut, of our effort, of our building what we want to build and we're responsible to build, what Malachim will take notice of and be impressed by, hinges on our working with both hands and all our strength. May Hashem give us the strength, because we'll use it for the right purposes. Shabbat Shalom.